Head coach at Elyria Catholic now joins us at the head table. Is this your first radio interview?
For wrestling, yeah, but I've done some broadcasting, things like that before. So
a broadcasting veteran?
You could say that. I studied media communications, things like that, too. And I've done a lot of DJing, emceeing, stuff like that. So.
Oh, you and I can talk then.
Oh, I'm comfortable being
I've been doing that for 30 years.
Nice.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
Never a dull moment, that's for sure.
Yeah, we'll have to trade some wedding stories sometimes.
Oh,
well, let's talk wrestling. Scott Marion joins us here at the head table. First-year head coach at Elyria Catholic. Take us through that process.
Well, it wasn't anything that really was planned. I just moved back in the area about a year ago, and my assistant coach and partner, Joe Bachmore, he first talked to Elyria Catholic in, I believe it was March or April, and then he and I discussed whether or not we were going to, take over the program, and it really wasn't a tough decision. Elyria Catholic is a great school. Last year, we only had 5 kids on the team, but we had a state runner-up. We had a state alternate, and then we had another kid that came back this year as a junior who was a match away from state. So even though we didn't have numbers, we had some quality kids there. And the school itself is great. We've had great support from the staff. We actually have a new athletic director. So everything is it's going to be new and fresh. We have some very exciting plans, some things we want to do. New athletic director, new coaches, new vision of where we want to go. And it's exciting, but it was – it wasn't a tough decision. I grew up wrestled in Wellington for the one and only Coach Sedlick.
Yep.
Obviously, everybody knows him, and had an honor being able to wrestle with him. And then after high school and college, I was able to come back and help coach during some of those great teams we had in the late 90s too. And when the opportunity came up, so I absolutely jumped on it. It's again, it's a great school, and we're excited about where we can build from here.
Very cool.
Well, I've obviously been kind of champing at the bit here to talk to Scott because, one of the things on his resume is he is a professional MMA fighter.
Recently retired.
Recently retired professional MMA fighter.
Yeah.
I'm a huge, an MMA guy. I've covered a lot of the local independent organizations that have been run through. I, thrill of a lifetime, got to cover the one UFC event that was held in Cleveland last year.
Yes. That was when Stipe defended the title.
Yes, it was awesome. A nice knockout there in the first round. The correlation is kind of nice, talking about MMA and wrestling and some of the different things, that goes about it. I'm starting to see a lot of MMA. I think in Westlake we had a coach who was a former MMA fighter come back and become their coach as well. It's a good correlation, and also is a nice outlet to give something for wrestlers to do after college if they aren't wrestling in the Olympics, which most of them aren't.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a for people that follow that sport, and even you hear Joe Rogan talk about it all the time when doing the broadcast, that the best base for mixed martial arts is wrestling. When you're facing somebody and you can punch and kick and all that other stuff, if I can take that guy down anytime I want to, then that's what I'm going to do. The superior wrestler is always going to dictate where the fight goes. On that same note, I'm the oldest of two. My younger brother coaches out in Spokane. He's not a big MMA fan, but he casually watches it like some people do. He coaches for a very, very big school out there, and even he's reached out to me over the last few years and say, he's having more kids come out because through junior high school and college, the one sport that can prepare you for a career in MMA and possibly give you an education is wrestling. So he's seeing kids come out for that. Again, you look down the who's who of winning championships in mixed martial arts, and you see all Americans, you see national champions, you see Cody Garbrandt, who just lost the bantamweight title. He wrestled for Claymont here in Ohio and was an excellent wrestler, but from what I understand, he got into boxing last couple of years too. But yeah, it's you say there's correlation, absolutely. Not only for the techniques of the sport, but the discipline. To be able to cutting the weight and the grind, and just really, really putting the effort in for maybe a few seconds of glory. You get maybe 20 seconds on that podium, and you spend months and months and years of training. And I love the sport. It's exciting. It was exciting to be able to compete one more time, but now to be able to walk away from it and take over things for EC, it's very exciting too. So.
Well, let's talk EC wrestling. Obviously, I'm sure there's some young men that you want to mention here tonight. Who are some of the key guys that you expect to have key contributions from this winter?
Well, our most experienced and most decorated wrestler we have coming back would be Steve Ferguson. He's a junior this year. He finished fifth in the districts last year. His father was a state runner-up for Southview. And that's another thing I want to bring up, too, is a lot of the parents that we have been very supportive as well. But he's probably going to be the most experienced kid that we have. We have a very athletic heavyweight. His name is Jack Decker. He's also a great football player as well. Those are the two that really kind of come to mind, is in the little bit of conditioning that we've been doing already. They're really kind of stepping up and leading through. And not just leading on the mats, too, but I hear a lot of feedback that they're out actively recruiting kids for us in the hallways and things, too. So that's always good. But other than that, we've got a good group of kids that we're still getting to learn and know, and they're getting to learn and know myself and my assistant coach, Joe Bachmore, which very excited to have him on board as well. Joe comes from a great wrestling family. I was able to coach him and his brothers when they were in high school when they wrestled for Coach Sedlick. And his father actually coached me when I was in eighth grade at Wellington, and his mother taught me in fourth grade and eighth grade. So to say we have a good family bond is definitely the understatement of the year. But and I'm very fortunate to have Joe because I'm big on to psychology and motivation. Joe is excellent on especially nutrition, diet, because the days of wearing garbage bags and spitting in cups, those days are done. And that's, the era that I came up in, and one of the most important things when we talk to the kids and talk to most importantly the kids' parents is nutrition, how they're going to cut weight, make sure they do it correctly and take their time and not put their body at risk, especially at the young age that they're at. But, yeah, it's, everything's pretty great. Our goals for this year is we want to be able to have as full a team as we can because, again, we're new coaches, new athletic director, new attitude, if you will. We really want to instill a lot of hard work, discipline, and pride in our kids. But we're also just started a youth program there, too. Lyric Catholic doesn't have a junior high program. There are several schools that feed into Lyric Catholic. Joe actually has a gym not far from our school, the Inner Circle Sports Performance, where we're going to be running our Biddy Club out of there, the Inner Circle, which he helped build in Wellington as well, too, with Keystone, Black River, Wellington, Firelands, and getting those youth kids coming near Buckeye as well.
It's located right there on Cleveland Street, the
Inner Circle Sports.
Right, back part of the Roll Arena.
Yeah, exactly, right behind the Roll Arena there, too. So, yeah, it's by having that feeder program, those Biddy kids, they're going to be the ones that in a few years that they end up, junior high, and we're able to groom them and train them. They get used to us, they get used to our philosophy and our training, and then that way by the time they come up as freshmen, they're ready to go. So this year our goals are we want to have as full a team as possible, and we want to coach in Columbus. That's something that's a goal for us. And we've got, a couple guys, two guys that I mentioned that probably have two of the better shots of making it out there, but there's a lot of unpredictability that happens throughout the season. Who's going to move up weights? Who's going to get hurt? Who's this? Who's that? I'd love for us to get two to four kids down to state. It'd be great.
Again, we're talking with Scott Marion, first-year head coach at Elyria Catholic, as he guides the Panther wrestling program this season.
I was going to ask about Steven Ferguson. I think the timing is great because his first 2 years he had Stan Blake, who's probably one of the best wrestlers in the Elyria Catholic program history, him right behind Scotty Burnett.
Yeah.
And, kind of in the spotlight. Now he goes in as junior and potentially senior year and gets to be the man. Do you kind of see that leadership out of him? And he's certainly got the resume on the mat, but do you kind of see him kind of – you talked about him out there recruiting and stuff.
He leads. He's not a real vocal guy, but he leads by how hard he's working in the room. Just some of the circuits and the conditioning and stuff that we're taking him through. We're taking him through like some unconventional movements and things. Something that's not just the traditional, push-up, sit-up, squat, jumps, things like that. We're having him doing some functional movements, things like that. And Steve is he's the hardest working kid in the room, or one of for sure. He's not a real vocal guy, but he's somebody that he's just going to step up and he's going to move forward and he's going to wrestle tough. And And I was talking to his dad about that today too. That, you know, by him stepping up and being the leader on the team, everybody else is going to look up to him. So it's you know, he's definitely going to be a joy to coach. And that's another thing too, is he seems to be very open to suggestions, feedback. You know, some of these kids, they, especially when new coaches come in, they kind of used to do things the old way, used to do it this way by this coach, or like you said, there was a guy that was taking the spotlight before and not necessarily ready to step up and take that, but I think he is. He's definitely the most experienced kid we have, and he's the hardest working kid in the room.
Well, he obviously has to be, you talk about motivation coming into the season, the probably the most heartbreaking match in wrestling is losing in that go-to match for state.
Yeah.
And he's done it 2 years in a row.
Yep.
How motivated is he that in talking to him to get there and, like, I can't lose, you know, in that match. I got to get through and get in there.
Well, I've actually been talking to him a little bit about that and to his dad, too, that by moving forward, and that's the word that we really talk about this season. And I, for the first preseason meeting we had in August, I said, you know, we're going to move forward. We move forward with this season, with us. We move forward in the classroom. We move forward on the mat during the match. And even though he's lost that match 2 years in a row, we don't focus on that. We're going to focus on this next kid, these next 6 minutes, and just wrestle hard and move forward and really be able to embrace his skills and his ability. And he recognizes that. He knows that that's a hurdle for him to get over. But the mental game is such a big part of the sport. If you focus on, I can't lose again, I can't lose again, I can't lose again, then all of a sudden you're going to lose again. Instead, you focus on, this is the kid I got to face, I got to go out and wrestle him. Which, in the end, that's the greatest thing about this sport. Of course, I'm going to be biased, but I think it's the greatest sport in the world because you go out there against somebody the same size as you, and you got to perform. And you got to do it in front of a crowd.
Yep.
And I feel like it's a sport, especially between the ages of junior high and college, that teaches you things that no other sport does. You know, I've met and been able to train with some amazing wrestlers that in the practice room were unbeatable. But then when the spotlight was on and they're out there in front of a crowd,
it's a whole new dimension.
Yep. And then there's some guys that in the practice room, they're okay, but then when the spotlight's on, they rise. And those guys are good too, but the real special ones are the ones that put in the work in the room, that they lead by example. They also are vocal. They're the ones picking up the other kids. And when the spotlight's on, watch me. I'm going to put on a show. And that's when you get something really special. You know, you get some of those kids that are competing, well, like Stan. You know, the guys that are wrestling in the state, or Scotty Burnett, some of the other great wrestlers that come through Leary Catholic. It's, and again, that's a lot of unpredictability. We're going to see what's going to happen between now and the end of the season, but we hope to get some of those guys.
That's the beauty of high school sports right there.
Absolutely.
That's it, man. That's why I love doing what I do. I know you love doing what you do, coaches.
Yeah.
Because there's an unfolding story, and you just don't know how it's going to end. But, man, the
exactly.
Journey,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
Absolutely.
Hey, congratulations on being named the head coach.
Thank you. It's
we appreciate you stopping up here, and anything we can do for you throughout the year, by all means, let us know.
Thank you, guys. Absolutely. Thanks.
All right. Good to have you on. That's the head coach of the Elyria Catholic Panthers, Scott Marion, in his first year guiding the EC program.